Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Big Bap and Friends, y'all. I am y'all's host, Big Bap. I am back in the building. I know we have been gone for a long time. But when they say if you don't have your shit together, you can't be out here preaching to the masses. And we just didn't have our shit together. So I said, you know what, production manager, team, we're going to take a little bit of extra time off. We're going to push stuff back. We're going to finalize a few other things. We're going to get ourselves together. And then we're going to come back and we're going to give it to them like we know how to do. So welcome back to Soul for Sunday. I said a lot to say less. So get undressed, get comfortable, pour you something nice. I'm not giving a shout out because they don't pay me for it. So I'm drinking on something nice and cold. But that's all they need to know. For all my stoners out there, we kick this show off with Mary Jane. This is a Smokers Sunday. So elevate your mind, levitate just a little bit, get up in that spacecraft, hit it like it's a big Coupe de Ville 6-4, hit it with the big steering wheel turn, because we got a lot to talk about, people, because I've been gone, and it's time to get back on being black, educating black, loving black, experiencing black, because nobody does black like black, and everybody tries to copy black, but they can't duplicate black, because black is black. Black is the beginning. Black is the end. You can say what you want to say about the things in between, but black is all that we got. So I'm going to start teaching black. We got Black Histories, World Histories coming up later on in this show because it's time to educate people. For those of you who are smoking, I'd like to give a shout out to all my smokers that are out there. If you're in a state where it's legal, if you have the medicinal purpose to smoke it, and if that's what you do, and if you just don't give a fuck, still put two blunts in there for me tonight. Puff, puff. You don't even got to pass it. You may be sitting by yourself today, so then go ahead and hit that nigga again. If you haven't already rolled up, go ahead and get ready so that way when we go ahead and take this next intermission, if you want to smoke it then, because what I'm trying to say is coming to you like Zen, let's just go ahead and get right with it tonight because I'm feeling y'all and I love y'all. Because what we're not going to do is we're not going to spread any more propaganda. We're not going to tell any more bogus lies. We family. If you've been listening to me as long as you've been listening to me and you can't come in and get a nice chair and sit down and get comfortable and get this educational lesson, then go deal with them other niggas out there. There's some cats out there. I think his name is Mr. Jackson and some other people who like to give y'all a history lesson about some bullshit. They want to talk to you about relationships like they don't go wrong on both ends. I don't give a damn how you label narcissists. Narcissists is still a narcissist. You can put that bitch in a Jeep Cherokee, or you can put it in a Maybach. It's still a narcissist. So let's get back to education. So let me tell y'all, one of the things that I wanted to let y'all know, let me hit this drink real quick before we get to talking. Like I said, they don't pay me for it, so like I can't talk about nobody's beverage unless y'all paying me for it. So here we go. But that's good. Now that comes from my Mexican brothers down south. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Let me hit that one more time. Yes, my Mexican brothers. That's all I can give you. I can't give you no further details than that because you might know what I'm drinking on. Just know I'm sipping. These ain't shots though. Everybody talking about, ooh, he probably got some Don Julio. This is not in the tequila family. We're going to have to teach out it. There's other liquors made in other places other than just the one that you know. All right? Because, Jesus, y'all be telling me like, ooh, I want to get some Moscato. I bet you right now, bitch can't even tell me, the original Moscato, what was the first company that ever made it and what country did it come from? I'll wait. You can call in. The number is 563-999-3090. If you get the answer to that correct, I will give you a VIP ticket to Body Empowerment, February 25th through the 28th. You want to be at that. We're going to talk about that later. We got other stuff coming up. I can't give y'all all the details and all the juiciness. How much time we got here? Because I've just been on here talking. I don't know if we got anybody else even on the show with me tonight or how we doing this. But we're going to do it. So we still got some time before we get to our next commercial break. So let me talk to y'all about some stuff, y'all, because I've been frustrated. And here's the frustration that I got. Let me get this out the way early because I don't want nobody to miss this because I think this is the most important topic that everybody wants to discuss. So I'm going to get this out the way so everybody can have my stance on it so you can understand we're even-minded. You might want to hit you a bowl because I'm going to talk and I'm going to say some things. And if you agree with me, that's okay. Give some people this podcast. Say, hey, nigga, just listen to the first 10 minutes. You don't even got to get the rest of it in. But that first 10 minutes, you're going to want to hear what he had to say. Okay? So let me say this. Because I want to address this because we addressed this at the beginning of this podcast when this happened. So I want to give clarity on where I'm at now because people got mad at me because they just felt like I didn't respond in COVID the way they wanted me to. So I'm going to take y'all down the timetable. And everything that I'm saying, if you don't believe me, you can go listen to the last four seasons of Big Bap and Friends and go back and look at the date when COVID happened and when we did our show. We brought on a respiratory specialist and we had conversations about this and we talked about what everything COVID was, is, and will be. So let me say this. Having talking to my people, and people would be like, oh, well, y'all need to get out there and do research. I don't talk to dumb people. My friends are very intelligent. That's why it's called Big Bap and Friends. I can bring any one of my friends up here right now, and they probably shock the shit out of you. You'd be like, damn, where'd he find that person? So So, but we had a respiratory specialist on here. And one of the things, when you go back and you go, when they very first introduced COVID to America, okay, and they said, hey, guys, COVID is here. Here's what you need to be on the lookout for. They said, number one, it is spread by basically breathing in the air, whatever, whatever. That's its primary transmission. Not saying it's not secondary, but primary. Okay? So with that being said, I said, okay, I need to understand everything about this from a respiratory specialist standpoint. So we put one on the show. Go back and listen to the episode. We talked about it. And we have full dialogue. We talked about what it would be at its worst, what it would be at its best. And we talked about that this is nothing new. This is all information that we could go understand. We could learn the history of viruses and viral outbreaks and spread across different globes, as well as America and around the world. Okay? And they said if we was going to compare this to closely being like anything, they said we'd have to go all the way back to the Spanish flu, which was basically a century ago. And so we did the research on that, and we read a bunch of information. They said year one was bad, year two was worse, but at the end of year two, it started throwing off, and by basically 5 to 10 years down the road, it just went in the trajectory that it went in. Wow, guys, look at us. We're in year two. Year two got worse than year one. But they did whatever they needed to do, and it begins to start tapering off. And I'm not saying this like how people are like, oh, it's just going to go away. I need you to understand. I'm smarter than that. I'm just giving you a very basic analogy of if you go read the information, do a pie chart, a data graph chart analysis and everything, if you take all the numbers around the world or in your country and look at what happened, based off of that information that they said then and the information that we're currently going through, they're damn near identical. So we have the actual virus, and then we have the data points that come with the information that was associated with what they put out there. And I'm only going with what they put out because I don't know who they are. The World Health Organization, the CDC, the presidents, the governments, the research scientists, the health community. I'm just going off of what they say. So when I say they, this is not a loose they of just anybody. I'm reading, researching, and I'm taking in all the different informations from everything. I'm watching the votes. I'm watching, like, when I tell people I immerse myself, I read. I'm ridiculously inquisitive with my mind, right? So, but I got into it, and I dug deep into it, and I took it to heart, and I learned. And gosh, Bolly Wow, you know what I learned? I learned that we're going to be okay. Some people are going to die. There's nothing you can do with death when you're talking about a viral outbreak. The only thing that you can do is safely protect yourself as best you can. If you believe in the vaccine, you do. If you don't believe in the vaccine, you don't. Neither one of those decisions make you a bad person. If you believe in wearing a mask, you do. If you don't believe in wearing a mask, you don't. And neither one of those decisions make you a bad person. Because here's what I need people to understand. The right to choose is your fundamental birthright. That has nothing to do with government stances. That has nothing to do with a job. That has nothing to do with the community that you reside in. That has nothing to do with nobody but you. It's personal. Every time someone asks me really my viewpoint about it, my response back to them is, it's personal. I can't tell you what to believe in. I can't make you a believer of being a Democrat or Republican. I can't make you be Blue Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter. I can't make you be a bum. I can't make you have a job. I can't make you have good pussy. I can't make you have bad pussy. I can't make you have great dick. I can't make you have bad dick. What I can tell you is we have the ability to choose our situation. I got married. I chose that. I didn't be like, ooh, I think I want to get married, but I don't. Like, I need people to actually think for a second. I need you to think. I need you to get yourself together. I need you to love yourself. I need you to actually believe in who you are. Not all this foolishness. I'm so happy that these babies are out here living. Matter of fact, this next smoker song, I'm going to give this out to the millennials and the zennials or whatever the hell they're called now, ex-minials. Man, listen, they got so many damn words for it, but shout out to the babies, man. Y'all love Young Wild and Free.
Hey, let me get a lighter, please. Because you know I'm high as fuck and I forgot one. Keep that in there.
So what, I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real with my niggas, keep it playing for these hoes. It look clean, don't it? Washed it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Eat me some 501 jeans on it, roll joints bigger than King Kong's fingers. And smoke them hoes down to their stingers. You a class clown, and if I skip for the damn with your bitch smoking grade
so
A.
What we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed, we're just having fun.
You know what? It's like I'm 17 again, peach fuzz on my face, looking on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase, Chevy, it's getting kinda heavy, relevant, selling it, dipping away, time keeps slipping away, zipping the safe, flipping for pay, tipping like I'm dripping in paint, up front, four blunts like Khalifa, put the weed in the J.
So what, we
hey.
Get drunk, so what, we smoke weed, we're just having fun.
Like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun. So we just roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's
how it's supposed to be. Yeah. Living
young and wild and free. How we living, dog? So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees.
We don't care who sees.
So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
High school, man. Hey, Wes, I'm going to get with you in third period tomorrow. I'll holler at you.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. That was, y'all already know who that is. I ain't even got to tell y'all who that was, man. So let's go ahead and get back into this. So what segment are we on? Because I ain't done this in a while. I think we had a new segment right now. What segment is it? Black history is world history. And this was personal, guys. And the reason why I wanted to do this one, the way I wanted to do this one, is because this business, because this month is Black Business Month, and I wanted to celebrate this business first. And the reason why I wanted to celebrate this business first, I'm going to read something first, and then I'm going to give you some information on why I'm so proud of this business. But this business that we're going to bring to you, that we're introducing first, is called Of the Spirit. Of the Spirit was created by somebody who has a very wild, crazy, carefree imagination of the spirit. Can be as creative as a sunflower seed oil candles, to as standard as hair headbands and hair clips. Anything of the spirit does is led by positive energy, vibes of spirit. Creator encourages mind, body, and spirit empowerment. And so there's some things that they gave me that comes with that. I'm not going to read that second paragraph because I want to talk about of the Spirit first. And whenever I work with a person, and this is somebody that I helped kind of bring this brand to life, and I've mentored many business owners. But one of the things that when I actually have a person build their brand or build their business, the most important question that I ask them is, who are you? And it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you braid hair. It doesn't matter if you are a professional baseball player. It doesn't matter if you, you know, chop down trees for a living. Who are you is a bigger question than what are you? Because everybody can define what they believe they are. Oh, I'm a black woman from the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We can go, you know, or I'm a whatever. Like, we can go down the list of what are you. But who are you? Because some of us can answer whom we belong to. Some people believe we belong to our parents. Some people believe we belong to the government. Some people believe we belong to God. Some people believe we belong to ourselves. Some people believe we belong to the earth. So people have their own answer for that. But who are you is the question that most of you can't answer today. You want to start a business, but you cannot truly break down to a minuscule pen versus paper idea of who you are. Some of you sit up right now at night and cry because you don't know who you are. And so when I asked her that question, she says, I don't know who I am, but I want to just be of the Spirit. And I said, that's your brand right there. And she coined her business that day. Because I don't care what you make. Why do you make it? It's more important than what you're making. I support businesses, and let me say this, and I need people to understand this, because somebody got mad at me, and they was like, oh, well, what do you mean you don't support a business? When I tell a person that I don't support a business, I go as far as if you even so much as have sponsorships with that brand, I won't support it. Like, I need you to understand, I'm ignorant like that. When I told people I don't support Publix is technically the closest grocery store to where I live at, and I will walk down the street to the next grocery store to bypass Publix. I don't ask anybody to do what I do, but as a business owner, I need some of y'all black folks to start hearing what this part. As a business owner, if you get any scent of mine, I better be able to stand behind your brand. Because when I go cook in my catering business, I'm not giving a brand that I don't respect any fucking clout at all. When I go do photography, if I don't respect the brand, I'm not giving it no clout at all. When I go to do security, if I don't like the brand, I'm not giving it any clout at all. And these are my businesses. These are business. People ask me all the time, they say, hey, bro, why you don't go out and hang out and do nothing with us? I said, because none of y'all really talk to me. I have helped more people. That lady said she just wanted a brand. She wasn't even focused on brand when we actually came up with the title. She was literally, well, we weren't even focusing on her even having a business at this point. We was just having a lackadaisical conversation. And she was like, yo, she's like, I could really, when I do all of my stuff, I could kind of put that up under that. I was like, well, yeah, it'd be like your brand. And she was like, yeah, that's kind of cool. I like it. We were actually branding my own business. We was brainstorming body empowerment, which ended up becoming her baby because she named it. That's why I tell people that body empowerment is the most significant event that we do because it's organically built. That event is so spiritually led. Tell you, let me say this, and I'm not saying this to brag about what other people do. Body empowerment only has 50 tickets because it can only have 50 tickets. Because what happens at body empowerment, you can't do that. You can't really do that with like 5,000 people. That when I tell you, it is so. What happens at that event? Like literally, I could literally, and I told my wife, I said, it's not about the money. And she was like, what I said, that event cannot be about the money. So we had to go get investors. I had to go get donors for this event because I understand that some people have to make money. And this is what you have to understand. I'm not against making money. Because people be like, you never really talk about making money. I'm not against making money. Because I go get money. Don't confuse go get money with I need to talk about money. Like I don't like a lot of people that I know because everything they do is about money. Cars, jewelries, clubbing, bottles, yada, yada, yada. Like that's cute. That's not what I mean by go get money. When I say I go get money, and we're going to get back to Of the Spirit because we're going to finish this out because I got to do a commercial break. In about 4 minutes. So let me say this because we're talking. This is Black Business Week and we're going to educate business this month. When I talk about I go get money, I'm talking about hey, you started a business or you got a company that's not doing well and whatever, and you think that y'all need to have some corporate training, baby. I do corporate training. People are like what I'm like. My rate is $1,500 for an 8-hour class for corporate training. That's just to get me there. We can do it virtual. I run several businesses. I'm invested in several businesses. I've done the stock market. Don't want to play with Bitcoin. That's cute. I love everybody who's doing the Bitcoin thing, but I can't have my money locked up online. That just don't work for me. My value got to be in my hand. I'm sorry, I'm that old school. If I can't touch it, it don't belong to me. Like, that's on you. But this young lady, when she built her brand of the spirit, she made it about her energy. She made it about her personally. She made it about her personality. She made it about when she's doing these things, the release that she gets into them. Like I tell people all the time, be careful who you buy things from. Like when she makes stuff, it's like she puts so much love and energy and attention to detail. Like she escapes in it. And it's art to her. It's not just art because she's creating art. Like the art of creating art is art to her. Like, and I can't explain that any deeper than that. And she was like, but I don't want this to be about the money. I said, then keep it as a hobby. But just let everybody know that if you make something, hey, they do need to at least cover the cost of material for you. And if you make 10% off of it, that's fine. But if you ain't trying to go and break nobody's pockets like everybody else out here doing, cool, I respect that because that's how I do business. And she was like, all right, bet. We got it started. We set it up. We advertised and she got some business off of it and did some nice things and she chilled. But the most important thing that she gave me out of that whole conversation of starting her business, she gave me an event of body empowerment that focused on total mind, body, spirit. Like we're not just coming here to play with it. Like we really, listen, if you didn't go to body empowerment, I want you to go on my page. I want you to go look at the picture. I want you to go find my page is public so you can see the people. I want you to just go get in their inbox and then say, hey, listen, you was at Body Empowerment. Tell me your experience. Production manager, take us to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
Be doctor. Let's welcome them by the hairstyle.
I'll judge from what I gave into, which is at 30, down below. So, Youngblood, hey, I smoke. I can tell you right now, listen, when people look back on it and they understand that marijuana was 100% probably the most worst thing that a black person could get caught with in America outside of crack, cocaine, and all that other stuff right there, bro, they would treat you like you just basically killed like a neighborhood full of people. So the fact that like we got a banging ass, gun ass song to smoking for our generation, I'm happy with that. Like, I don't care what you, like, you put that on in the nursing home when we're 90, bitch is still going to try to get up and twerk. That's all I'm saying. You can get mad at me for saying the word bitch, but listen, I don't know anybody that's in the nursing home when we get 90 yet. So that's, like, still another 50 years from now. So, listen, that's all I'm saying. So let's go with it. All right, so we got to do what day it is. So I want to just see where we at with what day it is. Let's do it. What day it is. Let's get it. Because, like, y'all don't realize, this is the part of the show where I haven't seen anything yet. This all comes from the production manager. So we're going to go with it and we're going to get it cracking. So what day it is? Today is National GOE Day. Now, that probably would have been more exciting if it was HOE Day, but hey, it's GOE Day. I don't even know what that means. I know. I'm going to guarantee y'all, before I get done with what day it is, I guarantee you somewhere in here, the production manager has already given me the breakdown to what that is, so we'll come back to that. Because I know, man, listen, I'm not even gonna go through all these notes that she just gave me already. So let's keep it moving. The next day we got is National Techies Day. I like that day because, like, to me, and I'm not going to say I don't know the definition for them, but I think for me, techies, I'm going to take it for a personal experience. As a techie, it's just somebody who it's kind of up to date with the technology that they use either daily or within their career field. Like, you should be technologically savvy within your career field. If you're not, you're outdated. Like, and people get mad at me. I'm like, but one of the biggest things that I do, like, even with cell phones, like, when I started my own business when I came back to the United States and I started my own brand in 2008, just being back here, the first thing I did was bought a cell phone. Like, that number's never changed. This number is still the same. Now, my other personal lines is not, but this number has always been the same. You can always get me at this. This is, like, the business line. But the personal line, nah, that number is different. But you got to be up to date because in a business setting, in an educational setting, in a professional setting, you should not be out of date and out of style with what's going on. Like I was laughing because, like, you know, and I don't say this to be mean, but it's like when you get around older people, you can begin to see the taper off of, I'm not buying that because I don't need it. Bitch, I'm not finna do anything anymore. Like when you retire, I'm 40. So you start seeing people in your next 10 to 20 year gap, so you start seeing people who retire. Like, but it's a struggle for them to get out the bed in the morning. What do they really got to do? Their kids is grown. They woke up while they've accomplished. Like, they've accomplished life just by opening their eyes. Everything else is a chore to them at that point because they don't have no reason. So as a technological person, I just feel like if your stuff is dying because you still got a laptop from 2007 and it's 2022, I'm not saying that you can't keep the same framework, but the insides, the guts of that thing should have been updated at this point. It's like a building. Like, at some point, you either got to tear the structure all the way down or you got to gut it. You got to gut it for the infrastructure. At some point, like, you can have a 100-year-old house, but their 100-year-old house has 100-year-old problems. That's why I don't understand the value system in this old shit. Oh, my God, it's 100 years old. I know. It's amazing. Can we move on? So, hey, so what does new house look like? Because I don't want to invest in dead shit. Like, that's one of the things y'all got to learn is stop investing in dead shit. Today is also National Boyfriend Day. I don't understand. Shouldn't boyfriend and girlfriend? Well, no, you're right. Separated. I get it. Why not? Now, you know what? as I got ready to just say the statement that I was getting ready to make, it made sense to me why boyfriends need a whole fucking day by themselves. I was about to put my whole foot in my motherfucking mouth, and I realized, nah, they ain't even the route we should really go with that, because we need our own shit. Like, people be mad when I say this, but I'm like, bro, it is hard to be a heterosexual straight man in America. Everywhere else in the world, they don't really give a fuck, bro. You either, but in America, bro, a straight dude in America, whew, you are always in the wrong game. The girls want a girlfriend to go out with, and the dudes want to screw you. So it's like, nothing about this picture works for me. And people be mad at me when I say it like that. Like I give you a perfect example. I'm going to use my best friend Tanya for example. So she has another, she wants to call him best friend. And I said, he can't be your best friend. And she goes, well, he's my gay best friend. I said, that doesn't work for me. She goes, what? I said, because you already have a girl best friend, and I'm your guy best friend. You don't get a girl guy best friend. That doesn't work for me. And she was like, you can't look at it like that. I said, who came first? She was like, well, technically you. I said, then you don't get both. And that's just me. Listen, I'm a which came first. Whether it was the chicken or the egg, it does not matter to me which came first. That's what come first? Okay, that's what we're going with. And we can stay there. I know some people can relate to this. Now, that just offended somebody out there, and that's your problem. Suck it up. You can cancel me. You didn't pay for shit anyway. But moving right along, it's hard to be a man. So, yes, National Boyfriend Day. Bitch, take the nigga out, give him some head a little bit. Listen, women, I'm going to tell you how simple men can be. Do something for us really, really nice and give us some sex. Bro, we good. I'm telling you. You satisfied 90% of that nigga's problems for the day. Give his ass something to eat. Take him to any activity because you got his ass out the house. And give him a little ass at the end of the night. And I promise you, 90% of that nigga's problems have been solved for the day. He's waking up tomorrow with solutions. Ponder that, ladies. I'm just saying. Just ponder that. Today is also National Unity Day in Germany. Germany Unity. It's amazing that she picked that because the production manager picked that because Germany has a, when it comes to a European standard, Germany is my biggest influence. I lived there for 6 years and as an earlier adult. And just the respect that I was given while I was there as a young adult male. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's pussy everywhere as a black man in Germany. Like, I don't know how to explain that. Like, for those of you who have, like, but you got to understand, it's different levels of pussy, though. Like, you can be disappointed over there just like you can be disappointed over here. But I'm just saying, like, there's an expectation, too, for being a black man going over there. They expect you to know how to fuck, and if you can't, they will talk about you. There's some dudes right now that I can promise you, they don't never want to talk about Germany because of what their sexual reputations are. So, yeah, I understand some men's frustration with their European tour as well. But that's neither here nor there. We will leave that for another day. But it's a great shaping tool, and I love what they've done. I got a story about almost dying at the hands of a Turkish man. He literally cut me off mafioso style in the middle of the road and pulled out a machete. So, yeah, I'll have to tell y'all about that story one day. That's a good one. Let's see, what else we have? Because we got to finish this up. We have National Kevin Day, calling out all Kevins. I don't know what that girl. Mean Girls Day, I don't celebrate that one. Fuck them bitches. And so that's it. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to actually we're going to play the whole song on this one because this is actually one of my personal favorites. So we're going to play this whole song, and then when we come back, we'll do birthday. So we'll be right back on Big Bap and Friends after this. We are back. Now, let me say this. For those of you who don't know who that is, that's Crucial Conflict in the song of Hey. You can look that up. But if you've never heard that song in, say, like an 88 Cutlass Supreme Sierra with the cutout box with the competition 15 speakers in the back with some five-star Daytons and the little rubber under the license plate so that 808 bass can just come through that thing real quick. If you've never heard that song like that, then you wouldn't understand that beat. That's all I'm going to say to you. Those of y'all that's in my age group who know somebody who had a vehicle that was similar to something like that and that like that, they know what I'm talking about. Can that 808 on that bass line with them competition fit? Listen, it's called that. It's an underbeat. But, baby, when I tell you, when you turn that bass all the way up and turn that treble all the way down and then open up and let the vocals come all the way up out your subwoofers, they know what I'm talking. Listen, they know what I'm talking about. Your little door subwoofers down there, open all that up for just words. All your beat coming out the back, I promise you. Your car hitting different. But y'all can't do that now. Y'all car's made out of fiberglass. That was when you had steel. That was a different time frame. It's okay, though. It's okay. Just thought I'd give you a little education on that. Because people be like, oh, I don't even like it. It was the beat for me. You didn't understand. You will never be able to hear that beat like it was anticipated unless you either hear it in a studio or in somebody who got an old box Chevy. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Old box Chevy. Like the original SS's. Not like the 20-year later model SS, like original version SS Chevy. Ooh, y'all don't even understand, but listen, boy, put that Block 350 in there. Okay, all right, let's do birthdays real quick. Y'all getting me excited. Y'all know I like cars. Don't get me excited about cars. I'll be going to six. Happy birthday to Tessa Thompson. She's 2 years younger than me. She looks way younger than that. Jesus, she's beautiful. Give it up for ASAP Rocky. Happy birthday. I think I like October 3rd birthdays. Second, third. You know, my sister just had a birthday. Shout out to my sister, Shaquanda Downs. But India Irie's birthday is today. I like her. Oh, okay. You know what? I like October 3rd birthdays. Talib Kweli. Yep. Mm-hmm. Starley. Mm-hmm. Freddie Jackson, Latasha Scott, Dion Allen, William Haynes. Yeah, you see, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know who the fuck that is. I can't even say her name. Mandisa? I guess that's how you say that. Mandisa? Okay, yeah. Deshaun Houghton, Jernay Smollett. Come on, bro. I love October 3rd birthdays. Greg Davis Jr., yeah. October 3rd, 2nd, 1st, yeah, I can rock with y'all. Like, yep, mm-hmm, yep, October birthdays, I like y'all. Y'all, some of y'all, I can't speak for the rest of y'all. Now, listen, now seeing who my sister is and seeing these people, I understand one of her genetically predisposed birthday flaws right there. So, yep, I'm good with that. And then I told you she was going to have a national GOE. So let's go back and cover that real quick before we go on our next commercial break. So National GOE Day is Growth, Overcome, and Empowerment. I'm starting to like October. October is about to be my new favorite month because, I mean, it ends with Halloween. So, you know, listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now. 2022, y'all want to be at my Halloween party. I'm telling you, it's going to be ignorant. I don't even know what state I'm having it in yet, and it's going to be ignorant. And we're going to have some cash prize giveaway at that party. I know. That one's going to be ignorant. So let's see. The Sunday of the first full week in October encourages us to support safe spaces for healing and connection for those who have been victimized by abuse and trauma. The day focuses on healing, recovery, and providing resources coming these overwhelming obstacles. I got to give this to Tanya. Send this to Motivation Magnified. Next year we need to do some type of symposium, some type of seminar on this day. We're doing that next year. Send that to Tanya. Let's partner with that. Let's get the church. Let's get the local governments involved. Let's get some 501c3s involved. Let's get some boards together. We're doing that. That's something I can get behind right there because there's let me say this. I'm going to take the time out, and I'm going to say this because I need black women, but I also need black men, and I need you to explain this to your black children. there is nothing wrong with going through something. What is wrong is not being allowed to get over it. And what I mean by this is, I'll give you a perfect example, right? Before me and my wife got married, we sat down and we had an honest conversation about everything that we liked, disliked, or felt like we did not like going into getting married. And one of the conversations that we had, she says, that time period in your life, I might not like it, but it's going to take me some time to get over it. And it was our transition into deciding to be together as a couple, because you got to understand, when you transition from being single, and I need people to start having realistic conversations with each other. When you transition from being single, ready to mingle, dating scene, to I'm going to be in a soul monogamous or poly type relationship, regardless of what the term is, when you go into that type of relationship where sex, financial goals, ambitions, and all those things become one, then you have to understand there's a conversation that's required. And I need people to understand this. You can't heal because y'all are not conversating. Y'all are not talking about, okay, now that we're here, what's different about being here? Men don't always want to have that conversation. Baby, listen, let me say this for all the men in attendance that are not here and all the men in attendance that are here. Let me help you understand one thing. When a man is not ready to have that conversation, bitch, you're not the factor. He gives no fucks about what decision you make. So make the decision that's best for you. Because at the end of the day, when me and her had that conversation, I realized she was the factor. Listen, bro, you can either lock that down or you can be friends with that. But either way, you're at a point in life where you got to make that decision, because she's expecting you to lock that down. And if you're not willing to do that, then say you're not. The dumbest thing that a person can believe is that a person does not want to be told the truth. That is the dumbest bullshit I've ever heard in my life. A person wants to hear the truth. Stop leading with bullshit. Oh, I never meant for this to hurt you. No, listen, ma'am, I wasn't giving no fucks about you when I was doing that. But if you now want us to come together and be a union, okay, these are the things that we now have to change, or these are the things we have to transmogrify, or whatever we have to do, because two can't become one if two aren't having conversations. If one person thinks that they're leading, then the other person's just supposed to follow. That's not two becoming one. That's still two people doing two people shit. If you're going to become one, bitch, first of all, listen, people get mad at me when I tell people, listen, nobody really has ever met my children until we got married. And they're like, well, I don't do the whole you date me and you date my kids. Bitch, fuck you. Oh, we serious now? Oh, here's all my beautiful kids. You know I have kids, but my relationship and your relationship with my children are not the fucking same. You can go home today. When people say, who come first, the kids or the relationship? The kids. That doesn't mean you don't end a relationship because of your kids, or that doesn't mean you don't keep a relationship because of your kids. Because I tell people all the time, if I had a better relationship with my kid's mother, listen, you're just going to have to deal. Whatever issues y'all have, y'all either going to have to figure that shit out, or I'm going to have to be single. Because if you have a good relationship, there's no reason to destroy a good relationship. If the relationship is non-existent or bad, nigga, get rid of that toxic shit. Nigga, pay child support, go pick up your kid, and... Oh, you want to act ignorant? Okay, 911. Because, bitch, if I can't come get my kids without you showing your ass, you deal with the police. You just as much breaking the law. This is not about being disrespectful. You have to understand, when you got shit, when your name and it's your reputation on the line, what people say about you matters. I don't give a fuck what DaBaby, Kanye West, and Steve Harvey do on TV. because them niggas can be thrown away just like in society, just like any other nigga have been thrown away that has been on TV when they was tired of dealing with them and they kept getting in trouble. The ones that shut the fuck up and go out gracefully in life and age the fuck out, they're great. The ones that want to keep getting in trouble and doing dumb shit, guess what they do? They end up doing dumb shit. They either don't got no money or end up in jail or end up being bums, and then you watch all types of TV stories of who didn't fucking make it and why they didn't make it. A part of that shit is the choices they made. At the end of the day, like I tell people, Beyonce wouldn't be who Beyonce was today had she not made the choice to walk away from Destiny's Child when she did. You can be whoever the fuck you want to be mad at her for making that decision, but she had to make the best decision for her. Like, people are like, oh my God, that was selfish. Bitch, you damn right. All right, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
From Cleveland, got the folks in the dog gone, now we wanna bomb, cause the nigga be creepin', call all my sisters, all them niggas drive, call all my sisters, all them niggas more weak, I'm getting hot, got a choke, let me love with a little bit of smoke in my throat, can't let them in hot, girl, go and broke most of the food, and they get the fuck on me and nail, just spin up a blood and roll up a bell, and make it be your deed, they label me killer, drug dealer, this real nigga crazy, we ain't some fuck, gotta have that hydro, need me a hit, it's sweet, make me drop to my knees, and I gotta get love to the green leaf, steadily spinning that cheese, feeling that ease, looking on off in the cut now, when I'm thinking I'm hot, it's this time, in the race, smoked out with my nigga Tay.
Make up this habit and make up the money, we run mad and headed for broke. Smoke to the bone, get that bone wrong. Need to make up and choke for the real low key, smoke strong bone. I gotta be no set to go down, so show down. Then on in the smoke till it's gone, run long and stay
low.
Daddy told me better stop, but man, fuck that bitch. Be never gon' stop me smoke. Try to tell me, get in your throat. Got to run me home, fucking with bone, loving as we go.
Swiggin' on booze, instead of believing in violence. Take a fuck to the gum, trippin' off flesh bones. Trippin' off mid silence, fuckin' till the man dies. Nigga gotta get fucked, if he wanna come run. Come with me, fuckin' up, sunning at night. Nigga think that we think that's fine.
Spinning on silk, man, quarter off to the brain. Smokin' like none, that's the blood, my niggas is insane. Another nigga can't hang, it's a bone thing. Now a nigga like Miss Smoke, it's maintain and remain. Number one, here I come with a tweet in my chest. Nigga got his switch to the curb, split up and serve. But fuck it, gotta have them green eyes.
Bag of tweed, we'll blaze it with this fool. Now don't be stingy, empty no pinners, make it closing. Cause if I had me some weed, you know I smoke it with you. Come get with me, me and my niggas blush me rolling.
Alright guys, let me do two things real quick before we end this show. Alright, the first thing I told you was I was going to talk about body empowerment. Okay, so let me say this first. Body empowerment is is an event that just, it, the only thing I can explain to y'all is when we ended Body Empowerment, I was standing in the middle of the room crying because it was stronger than I thought it would be. Let me say that first. It is probably the most powerful, liberating, freeing experience that I've ever put forth for the world to experience. That's the only way I can explain it. That's from my perspective to your ears is how I saw Body Empowerment when we did it. And to see the growth of the people who came out of that event, to see the life-changing decisions that was made out of that event, to see the growth. Like, I was so mad that we didn't get to have it last year. Well, technically this year, in February. This is an every February event. But we are bringing it back. And before I announce the lineup, because it's a weekend event, so before I announce the weekend event and all the different things, I gotta do housekeeping first. And so I told everybody that I would make it more accessible for people to come in. So here's what we're gonna do. Because the first year, when I tell you the first year, it was intimate. It was under 20. And so the wife was like, "You can't do 20. You got to take it up to 50, just so we can at least get outside of our personal circle a few of them to attend." And I was like, "Okay, cool, whatever." So here's what we are going to do this year. So the general tickets will go on sale November the 1st. Let me say that, for general admission for each day or the weekend, however you decide to participate, because it's flexible. You don't have to take everything that comes with it. You don't have to get the VIP ticket. You can get the general admission ticket. You know, like there's options. Like I try to make it as flexible for people to be able to attend as whatever. And it's a la carte too. So if there's services that you need to have added to it, you know, what, you know, we can add those services to your ticket individually, because, you know, we partner with a lot of local businesses to be able to do that. That was one of the things that I made sure over the last 18 months that I focused on during COVID, was to make sure that I strategically put myself in a position to be able to add an experience that's worthwhile to my customer base while making sure that we didn't take away from the quality, you know, because some people be like, "Oh, I don't need that," or "I don't need that." So I made sure that I was able to have an ability to do a la carte contracts with. That made everything wonderful. So I could, there's some really flexible things that I can do for each person or each group of people who come in from out of town, because like a lot of people do come in from out of town for this event. This is a heavy hitters event. I mean, whew, like right now I'm tearing up just thinking about it, man. Like y'all have to, like, words don't do that event justice. So let me explain two things. So number one, we have three presenters. We've already got the names of the three presenters. So we have three presenters who will be presenting at Body Empowerment. We will have them on the podcast. We will do, I'm not going to call it an interview per se, because I'm not going to do it that way. The rest of season four, we won't have any interview guests like that. Season four, we're going to do a lot of just entertaining. Like right now, I'm doing a lot of cliff notes for people who follow the show, follow what we do. Like, this is helping them. Everybody else who's listening, this is probably white noise to you. So if you don't want to listen anymore, that's great. I'm not mad at you. Go do what you do. Don't be like, "Oh, he made us listen to his podcast for like an hour and 15 minutes, and this nigga just went on about his." This is not for you. I'm not mad at you. But there are people who need this information, so I'm giving it to them. One thing we're going to talk about is namaste. If you don't know what that word means, go look it up. If you don't like namaste, then we're going to go with my personal favorite, inshallah. If you don't know what that word is, go look it up or go ask somebody. It's the most powerful word I've ever learned. of all the words that I've ever learned walking the face of this earth, inshallah, is the greatest word I've ever learned. One word encompasses how I want to deal with life every day. Body empowerment, we have three guest presenters. It's going to be coming in on Friday. We're going to be there Saturday, and then we're going to close out on Sunday. It's going to be a very powerful event. If you're coming in out of town, let me know. We have hotel accommodations that will be provided for you. if you're a bigger baller than that and you need bigger needs than that, we can provide those as well. Just let us know what you need. But at the minimum, we can take care of hotel accommodations for those who are coming in out of town who need those things taken care of with your ticket price. We can help you out there. I would just recommend if you're going to do all of that, just basically get the VIP ticket when we put it out. You'll see how that's broken down and how that's priced. If you need less than that, then just reach out to us and we can help you out with that as well. So that's body empowerment. I'm excited about the presenters. The presenters to me are just, I can tell you now, I literally just told my wife the other day who all the presenters were. Like, I literally just told her. And when I tell you, with the three presenters that we have, and they're all ladies. That's the greatest part about this one, is they're all ladies, and they are powerful. I mean, they, like, when they speak, I'm captivated. Like, they get my full attention when they open their mouths. I'm not trying to sell it, because I don't really care whether you're there or not. I'm going to be there. It's one of those things where I'm telling you, there's only 50 tickets because I can only make it 50 tickets. Like, I don't have any say so. That's contractually obligated to me that it cannot be more than 50 tickets. So I need you to understand when I say that, people are like, oh, but you were just, no. I've already been told in contract before promoting, I've already signed my name saying 50 tickets. That's it. Like, because people keep trying to get mad at me. Like, you can go big in the 50. I'm like, I know I can. It's not the problem. It's not the point. So I want to talk about why this event is so important to me. This event became personal to me because I just want to give you a reason why I stood there. I told my wife this when we first met. I said, you know, I made my mom a promise. And I said, the promise was that when I was sitting on the side of the bed, my sisters don't even know this. So y'all are going to hear this for the first time. I'm going to share this quick story, and then we're going to get out of here and wrap it up. I told my mother as she was dying, you know, they say don't make bedside promises to dying people. But my mom waited for me. Like, for those of you who don't know the story, my mom had been critically ill. No one was telling me that she was really ill. I got a Red Cross message basically just saying that my mom had 6 months to live. And, like, and finding out, like, because I numb myself so I can be effective. Like, for people who don't understand empathic spirits and energy transfers, I'm an energy transfer. If you transfer your energy into me, I'll transfer it right back. Like, it's crazy. It's really weird. Like, you don't really want to talk to me because I hurt your feelings. I'll find out about you faster than you'll find out about me. But as soon as I read the message, I was like, no, she doesn't have that long. I need to go home now. Because we were literally like two or three weeks from deploying when the Red Cross message came in. And so they was like, well, you got to finish this and this and this and this, and then you can go. I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, all right, bet I'll be there by such and such a date is what I basically call my sisters, let them know I'll be home. And I was sitting there and I said, Mom, we won't fail. And she knew what that meant. Me and my mom always had a conversation. And the conversation was, we can't allow these girls to fail. They have to be successful, and their kids have to at least make it to adults to begin to be successful. Not necessarily money, but successful. And what she meant by successful is, in our hometown, most black kids don't live to be 18. Like, that's just the fact. When you live in a city that's drug-infested, ridden with crime, you just don't make it. Look, you know, look at your big city. Got kids dying every day. Look at some of your smaller big cities. Kids are dying every day. So I told her we wouldn't fail. So at Body Empowerment, I was sitting there and I was talking to my now wife, and I told her, I was like, this is the first time I've actually been able to breathe. And she goes, what? I said, I realized that I've already completed my promise to my mom. And she goes, what? I said, my oldest sister, both of her kids are grown. I said, my kids are good. My sister after me, her son is grown. My sister after her, her kids are on their way to being grown. After that one, on their way to being grown. Five of them. They're all successful in their own career path, and their kids are on their way to being successful in their own career path. And while sitting there, so Pandora, like, I love my Pandora, it just, whatever, so we decided that we was going to play music, and I put on my mother's favorite song of all time. I mean, when I say absolute favorite song, if you know her, you know this song. That's all I'm going to say. And when I tell you, my face opened up. I can't even say I was crying, because I had no control over this. Like, all of the water that was inside of me just literally came leaking out. This is the second time. I need you to understand. The first time this ever happened, I was at the VA hospital, and I was crying because I didn't feel like I had completed the task that my mom had implanted on me. So this was like maybe 2000, early 10s. So between 10 and 13-ish is when this happened, maybe 14-ish, between that range of when this happened. So I felt like I hadn't accomplished what I had set out to do. I felt like I was lacking in some areas there of completing my goal. And so I made a trip home, 2014, matter of fact, 14. I made a trip home. I went to go see my oldest sister, and then I went to go see my two baby sisters shortly thereafter. I don't go home often. And they were good. I was surprisingly shocked. They were good. But there were still some things that we needed to do. So we had some conversations. We got some things together. And we did what we needed to do. And at that point, when I had that body empowerment and that song came on, I realized that everything that I had ever promised my mom that I would do in life, I did it. I traveled the world. I made over $100,000 a year. I owned a $1 million home. I did everything that I wanted to do. The only thing that I had left to do was still build a legacy and make sure that we give back to the community. And that's what we're doing now. That's why when people are like, why do you say you're retired? I'm retired because this is no longer about me. It's now giving back simply, solely to the community and making sure that the generation behind me has everything that they need. Everything that I do is about that. Whether it be for my own or for someone else, it's about securing the legacy of those that are around me. That's it. And so that moment, everything just came leaking, pouring out. And that's what I knew. I was kind of in that plane when you're really in that goal of being great and everything is working itself out. That's what body empowerment is. It's not about body shaming. It's not about mind shaming. It's not about spirit shaming. It's not about bringing in personal beliefs. It's about having an opportunity to be around someone, to be completely naked. And see, people don't understand when I say naked, I mean not just physically, but spiritually. Your soul, who you are as a person can be so free that you have no problem with allowing others to be in your space, to get to know you, to literally just let go. That's body empowerment. You can't fake it. You can't try to coax it. You can't try to make it be what it wants to be. That's not what this is. That's not what I'm trying to sell anybody. What you put into this is what you get out of it. But I bring you some very powerful resources to help you. It's not about me. And even doing so, we keep the ticket cost is not even as expensive. That was the key for doing body empowerment. I didn't want this to be about making money. Whatever we need to do to cover the expenses, that's the extent of the ticket cost. I'm not making money off my body empowerment. That's not an event that I sell like that. Because this is an event that people need. People need to heal. There are hurt people. And I don't mean like a little bit hurt. There are people who are completely broken in their spirit. There are some people who are isolated from the rest of the world. There are people who literally get up every single day and go and be around people and feel like nobody sees them. Like they're in a room of 1,000 people and they feel like nobody even knows they exist. But yet every day they get up and they feel like they carry the weight of the world on their shoulders. Black people, it's okay to cry. But I'm going to give y'all the second part of that. See, they got us okay with crying, but this is the second part that they didn't tell you. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to tell them that the help doesn't have to be drugs. And I'm not talking about crack, marijuana, cocaine. I'm talking about pharmaceuticals, too. There are some people walking around here completely numb to the world because they're high. Legally, all day, every day, and they've never gotten a chance to heal. Some people have been diagnosed with ADHD, bipolar, whatever, and they've never gotten an opportunity to express themselves because for years they was walking around completely numb to the world because they couldn't express themselves. And every time that they got an opportunity to express themselves, it sounded like they were only yelling in their head because they couldn't do anything about it physically, emotionally, psychologically, because they was numb. I'm taking my community back. And I don't care if it's one black person at a time, but I'm taking my community back. We've been lied to. We've been used. We've been misappropriate. We've been put in front of... We have been made to look like the ass of this country, and we're great. So you don't have to believe in me. That's what I said. You don't have to donate to what we do. You don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to. But you're not supporting a selfish person. And you're trying to fly to the moon. If kids, I walk past kids right now every day. We start out a bike initiative for Christmas because we're going. We're going to get, tell you right now, whether nobody else supports that initiative, we out of our own pockets will buy a bike for a child, regardless. This is not the time to focus on you. I'm sorry, I love church, but I'm not putting my money into a church. I'm focusing on people. I'm focusing on changing lives. I'm focusing on giving people jobs. I care. I'm tired. Every single day I hear people destroyed. How do you help them? Let me tell you one thing I learned about working for HR. It's called human resources. You focus on the need. You can't incentivize if you don't know the need of the people that's working for you. It's one of the greatest lessons I ever learned. If they don't need money, that doesn't work for them. Some people need their ego stroke. Shit. Some people need food. Hell, if you're sneaking a happy hour, shit, that'd make it even better. That's team building. I'm just saying. But whatever it is, like, give your people what they need. On that note, I love y'all. Let's support each other. This is Black Business Month. Let's support each other. So here's what I want you to do. I'm gonna take the production manager. I want you to make a post on DJ's Roundtable. If you have a business, I want you to post it to this post. The post is, we support Black business first. That's the post. It's going on DJ's Roundtable. Those are the exact words. Because here's the thing. You can't get mad at me for the claim. Here's what I had to explain to somebody. Somebody was like, you can't say that. And I said, here's the thing. You guys made us define ourselves. And so now that you've forced us to define ourselves, because we didn't write those words. Y'all wrote those words. So since y'all forced us to define ourselves, the most important thing that I can always be is Black. Everything else, that's other words that y'all found African, or you took my native, y'all take native status like this or whatever, whatever. So that's what I'm going to support first, Black businesses. I want it up there. I'm going to share that, and if you're listening and you got a Black business, I don't care what the name of that Black business is, you put your name on that Black business in the comment, and you continue to share that. And I don't care how far and how fast and how wide it grow, but let's start a link tonight. I don't care what it is that you do. You can add all the other words. You can put memes with it. You can actually put your business link, but I want you to put the name of your business in the comment section. I don't care how you link it up there. I don't care how you put it up there. I don't care if you got your own website, you sell through Instagram, through whatever platform you sell from. If you got a hard line store and you want to give the name with the address, I don't care how you get it up there. I'm not telling you how to do it, because that's the problem with Black folks. We got to stop telling people how to do shit. Because if you want to put somebody shooting a unicorn fart with glitters, if that's how you want to tell your story, tell your story. But I want you to be Black. If I click your business and we go in, we cite your sources, and we find out that you're not Black, we're going to remove you. And it's not about excluding. But here's the thing. Everybody profited off of us. When y'all told us we couldn't use Ebonics, the whole world used Ebonics and made millions and billions and trillions of dollars. And the very people who started off using Ebonics never even got paid. Y'all gave it no validity, no accreditation, and now you got white folks sitting on television all damn day long using Ebonics all day, and the people who damn near made the language don't even get credit for it. But that's okay. We're not fighting, we're not arguing. Fighting, and we're not arguing about getting credit for what we do. We passed that. That's what we're past. Since y'all don't want to do it, we will be the standard bearers of Black excellence. If you're now in my circle or my sphere of influence, we are Black excellence. And if that's what you can't be, please go have several seats. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what I am. So on that note, we're going to hit some blueberry yum yum and have a good night. We're going to take it all the way back to the ATL. I love y'all. Luda, we out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to try something that I ain't never did before on this one. Let's go.
cause all the niggas taste his food. Thank God for the man who put it in my hood. It's got me singing melodies I never thought I would. I'm feeling sorry for the homies who be chop, chop, break it down for a player like yee, 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 yee. I'm about to find me a woman and ski, 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 ski. I'ma keep till I reach my peak, 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 peak. Or till I'm stuck and my body feels weak, 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 weak. Headed down to the dungeon wondering if they got some more. And if they don't, then I'ma have to settle for some. But it just ain't cool, cause right on after I'ma have to go and continue on my mission, fishing for the yum yum, but I'm moving slow. Got me so tired, I'ma stop, drop, and roll. Put a wet towel under the door. Don't pass it, I can't take it no more. Somebody take a trip down to the store. Hurry please, cause I need some snack, 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 snack. And how long will it take to get back, 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 back? Yes indeed, I'm a little off track, 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 track. Off it, and I'm full of that yak, yak, yak. Get on in that tank and Lincoln, crank it up and ride. And it ain't enough room to fit the other chick inside. I'm so hungry with the munchies, I'ma eat everything inside. Me and my blueberries together and everything, alright. Them things and let's blow this place up. You already know what's up. I might have had to pay some extra for